fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 31st day of October, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We are beginning a live broadcasting right now at Republic Broadcasting at the 0700 Central Time, and we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to get your first aid and CPR training. They've changed CPR again. They seem to do that every few years for reasons I don't quite understand. But get your first aid training and CPR training. Get it now while you can. Many places you can do this. Hospitals offer this training. Fire departments offer this training. Sometimes police departments, local junior college may have some classes like that. So check around and get that training now while you can. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And I consider him a real expert when it comes to the use of essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. Hello, sir.
Excuse me. Well, I have great audio this morning, and keep at it. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Well, Leon, we got a meetup this week, don't we?
We sure do. Thursday night.
Thursday night, we get together at Alex's Pizza in Rolla, Missouri. Just look Alex up. Look up Alex's Pizza in Rolla, Missouri. It's right in downtown Rolla, and we get together at 4:30 for dinner. We have an informal meeting between 6 and 7, and Leon takes over the training at 7. What's the training going to be this week, sir?
Individual first aid.
Well, how about that? Purpose tip there is right on target, isn't it?
It is. And then one thing I also wanted to add is please contact me when you do the name information change, but there's going to be a class by a that's going to be provided. And you're going to get a $100, actually $150 kit. And you're going to get to keep the kit and get the training included. It's a five-hour class, and they walk you through everything in the kit. So you know exactly how to use it. There's going to be stations, and it's going to be down at the Roby event. And It's almost sold out, so I definitely get on it. And one is from 9 to 2, and the other one's going to be from 5 to 10 p.m. On the 14th of November at those times. So please contact me about that.
All right. Well, moving on from there, if I was a police officer in California, I would be shaking my head wondering, why is it illegal for a 14-year-old girl to walk into a bar and order a shot of whiskey? And why is it legal for that same 14-year-old girl to walk into a hospital and give consent to have her breast cut off? Is there something really broken there?
Yes, sir. The dichotomy, it's almost schizophrenic or bipolar. It's the amount of stupidity. I mean, even at church, they talked about it. We're not even surprised at how stupid, you know, things can get. And you're right. You can.
Well,
we make it
illegal for children to consume alcohol because it's harmful, and they're not mature enough to make that decision, are they?
Right, and they can't. No, they can't join the military at 14, and they can't drive at 14. But we think that it's okay for them to make a decision that's going to change their entire life at 14 or younger.
So, if that 14-year-old girl consumes a shot of whiskey, she'll be messed up for 4 hours at the most. And then she'll be normal again from that decision that she's not allowed to make. Same 14-year-old girl makes a decision to have her breast cut off. That will affect her the rest of her life, won't it?
Yes, and the increase in suicide after they find out the mistakes they made is through the roof, but they don't talk about that in the transgender stupidity factories.
Well, it's the responsibility of mature, normal adults to protect children. And that's gone away in California, hasn't it?
This is completely diabolical. It's completely evil. There's no other way to describe it. And if the parents say no, CPS can come in and take them. And I watched a video. This was on...
Now, Child Protective Services in California would take the children from the parents if they provided a shot of whiskey every evening for that child at dinner, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. So they can take
Of course, and that would be the right thing to do.
Yes, and they would arrest the parents. Right, and they would arrest the parents. Right now, they're separating the parents and arresting them for not allowing the child to make that same decision to do something that is life changing. And that's just insanity.
And it's really hard to wrap my brain around the fact that this is actually taking place anywhere in the world. I mean, it was not that long ago that I frequently made disparage Muslims for surgically removing the clitoris of their little girls as being a barbaric, dangerous, freakish practice. And that was done on kitchen tables in the homes of Muslims in this country. And it's still being done as far as that goes. The mother and the aunt hold the little girl down while she's screaming, and if somebody removes that girl's clitoris with whatever they have handy, a razor blade, whatever it might be. And, of course, that's barbaric and freakish and dangerous. Now we have the same barbaric, freakish, dangerous procedures taking place in certified hospitals with doctors graduating from Harvard and other reputable medical schools licensed by the state of California to do the same thing, and it's perfectly acceptable, isn't it?
I mean, I recall you even talking about it just in the 10 years we've done radio together, no more. And more than once you talked about it. I brought up NGO and how about there it is. And I agree with you. But I don't know how and why the people allow it to happen. I mean, we need to take back our collective voice and say, no, we are not going to go down this pit. But they don't have the gonads, the intestinal fortitude to do that. Just like they couldn't even say, no, I'm not going to wear a face diaper. You're not going to tell me to stay at home. I mean, but people, and matter of fact, if you listen to Mike Adams, not him, but on his website that he's spent millions of dollars called Bright U. BRIGHTU, like university, Bright University, BrightU.com. They have one called Health Freedom Summit. and they're talking about everything about the amount of cancers. And these are by 15 different doctors. Dr. McCullough's on there. Tenpenny, there's a whole bunch of great doctors you've interviewed and you highly respect that talk about, you know, how we need to take back our freedom. And it is a very good one. And it repeats. It's like 7 days, and it's free. You can listen to it. And it is very good. I've been listening to the last 2 days, and it was very, very good. So I'd highly recommend that. And it gives you actual practical answers of how to find solutions and what you can do.
Well, I know Mike pretty well. I've been invited to do one or more shows in his studio. I'll be in Dallas for a speaking event this coming spring. And since I'll be in Texas, I'll swing by there and do a show with him in his studio. It'd be a lot of fun. As long as Mike and I have known each other, we never met in person yet. He shies away from leaving Texas. He's really reticent to leave the state of Texas for anything. So he'll make video appearances here and there, but it'd be good to meet Mike and shake his hand in person. I refer to Horowitz as a man with a brain on fire. Well, Mike Adams is certainly a man with a brain on fire as well, isn't he?
Yes, sir. I met him. He used to be on my doTERRA team 9 years ago, but I met him in Mesquite, Texas at one of the Survivalist Expo. And, you know, we worked together, and he educated people, and he still endorses the essential oils. And remember, I told you, FDA, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Mike Adams, they had to terminate him because they were telling the truth, just like, you know, McCullough and all the other doctors who tell the truth. And the FDA didn't like that. So the doTERRA was either told to close and stop helping the whole world or terminate the accounts. And that's what happened with Mike Adams. So on his website, he still talks about oregano and frankincense and all the great oils that are very good for the human and the animals that consume and use. So, yeah, he's a great guy. I enjoyed working with him.
Well, once again, California is not alone when it comes to mutilating the genitals of little boys and little girls. There's a number of other states doing the same thing. California, of course, being the largest of all the states that are doing that. And when you conduct activity that is clearly and obviously insane and goes against all Western tradition, all Western values, goes against the basic concept of the proper and correct practice of medicine, which is, first of all, to do no harm.
Right.
That when you've got men and women in positions of trust and responsibility in the government advocating these procedures, it discredits the entire government, doesn't it?
Yes, but I don't think people think that. You know, they isolate it. It's almost as like they will, and you know how in the military they have a special compartmentalized information, SCI, and they don't make the whole broad brush connection of, okay, the government is incompetent with EPA, and they allow you to have all this, all the lead and poison, and the CPS that's funded by the government and they are the largest purveyor of children in the world. And, you know, they're taking the children from the border. And that was another video I watched, is how bad it was. How many children are being grabbed at the border? They have these people called recyclers, in which they write on the children, they give them tags with Sharpies, and they're supposed to call these people, and they pick them up, and they are not vetted. It is just horrible. It's like Sound of Freedom times, you know, a million. And so that people don't seem to think enough that the government is incompetent and negligent and also evil in the fact. And look at how they weaponize FBI against the president and against the IRS, against, you know, 87,000 people and some $80 billion that they're going to use to go against the American public and anyone who they don't like. So I don't think people...
We have some good news in that regard. Apparently, whatever funding is going to go to Israel that hasn't been decided will be taken away from the IRS budget. That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's awesome. Except for, I think, once this blows over, they're going to say, well, we still need the money. We have to go after the bad people.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So I agree with you.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show. If you want to join us, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. After the first break, we'll find out what is the oil of the week. I always look forward to that because there's so many oils. And doTERRA adds several new oils a year to their collection, don't they?
Yes, sir. And did you hear about, no, I talked about this about Carrie Lake. Not about her, but I talked about how they're going to be pushing Newsom. Remember, he went to Israel first, and then went to China. And so, in essence, he's like a precursor to the next presidential run. And then Carrie Lake just talked about it on a show, saying that it's like 50% or 40% do not want Biden to run, and 54%, this is a disapproval rating for him, and Kamala. And so they're going to push Newsom, and apparently, for whatever reason, they're going to run, they're going to get rid of him. And so if Newsom or Big Mike is running, but Carrie Lake seems to think that it's going to be Newsom. He did an abysmal job out in California. He mandated the lockdowns while he was out at his winery that he owns, and people could go there and do whatever they wanted. And he continued to make money when everything else was considered non-essential. Right. So the hypocrisy, just like with Biden, he just doesn't have the terrible baggage of Hunter, you know, crackhead son. And, you know,
and he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep it in the family. Nothing like a little nepotism to keep things going. So.
You're right. I guess we should also check.
Well, he's acting like a presidential candidate, no doubt. He is. And President Trump will easily defeat Governor Newsom. You know, what President Trump is putting in place will overcome all the vote fraud. That's got the powers of peace scared to death, doesn't it?
Yes. And if they are that scared, like you said, scared to death, and the last time that they were this scared to death was when JFK said, you know, I'm going to smash the CIA to 1,000 bits. And if the military-industrial complex has been addicted to this crack money, along with Big Pharma, they're not going to do whatever they have to do the same thing to Trump that they did with JFK. Because now the odds are much worse than what they happened, you know, 50 years ago.
They are. Of course, to the people at the time, there were very great odds. But we pray for President Trump to be safe. They no longer publicize the number of threats that these presidents receive. It's just not good to do that for a number of reasons. But he definitely, you know, there's people who say that President Trump is a globalist. Well, if the globalists have one team, he's certainly making it hard for that one team, isn't he?
Yes, and I think, you know, how they use the divide and conquer mentality of, hey, let's push, you know, since you don't like this one, go with this one. And so I think he is the underdog, and they have to have, like, the hopium attached to QAnon and, you know, the white hats, and they've been doing all these things, and they've been talking about it. And I remember reading some of these things. It's like, you know, this is insane that they think that, and they just keep upping the numbers. And it's like the people who can set the date when Jesus is going to come back. You know, they're always wrong. So anytime a prophet is wrong, you know, in the Bible and Deuteronomy, they're going to be stoned. So whoever listens to these idiots who are, you know, claiming the Lord is coming back on these dates and they still accepted it, you know, they should be, you know, discounted completely, just like any alternative news or anyone else who does things that, you know, they intentionally put out bad information. So
right.
The same thing applies.
Well, I carefully avoid that myself. I've had people for 20 years asking me when Planet X is going to arrive, and I've never given a date. I've reported what other people say without giving it my endorsement. Steve Bannon, and he, I hope he'll be with us for the roundtable. He's given out some dates in the not too distant future. We have a break. Call on him at 512-248-8252.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils, and we're about to find out what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. It is birch oil. And birch oil comes from the birch tree. One second. And so it is steam distillation from the wood.
Really?
It's common. Primary uses are cartilage injury, muscle aches, muscle development, muscle tone, and whiplash. Can be applied neat without dilution, or you can dilute if you want to. It's not hot at all. You apply it directly to the impacted point or injury. You can apply it on the location, and then you can also diffuse or inhale it directly. The main constituents of birch oil is esters, and it's 99% esters. The properties, it's an analgesic, anti-inflammatory, rheumatic, antiseptic, antispasmodic, and a disinfectant, diuretic, a stimulant for bone and liver, and it's very warming. What really got my attention on the use is were for bone repair. So it wasn't readily available, and we're the only company in the entire world now that actually can produce the pure oil, and we actually have a patented process. And if you go on doTERRA, you can learn more about that process. But doTERRA birch oil was only available at non-commercial. First of all, it is very effective for setting bones. So if you heard a bone set or fever few, it works very well for broken bones. Well, in a grid down scenario, birch oil is very effective in rejuvenating and fixing broken tissue. So the way you would apply it is on a broken bone, even under or through the cast, you can actually apply the oil. And so we have a friend down in Texas who broke his knee, or down in Florida who broke his knee, and birch is very effective in resetting, not resetting, but causing the bones to grow faster. It accelerates bone growth. So that's the reason why I would keep it locked up with my rose oil, and, you know, along with tracers, because it was that precious. And now it's readily available, so people can actually buy it directly. And so that's one I stock up on, is birch oil, just for broken bones. That's the oil of the week.
All right. You want to get started with the oils? Here's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the doTERRA section under products and do a little shopping. What you're looking for is the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. If you feel a need to do that, PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months at no interest. And get that kit. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going with the fifth edition. The latest is, help me out here, Lee, on the 15th?
That's correct, 15th
edition. 15th edition, which is once again ink on paper, not a PDF, which is great. And you've got, between those two things, you've got everything you need to be started. Now, in case you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to take delivery of the books, and or you'd like to get involved with doTERRA, helping neighbors, relatives, coworkers, people go to church with, get these oils. That's where Leon comes in. Give Leon a call. If he's busy out taking care of the chickens, he'll call you back. But Leon can help you with both matters. What's that phone number, Leon?
720-277-2257.
2257, got it. And Leon would be glad to help you get started as a doTERRA distributor, or figure out which oils you need to get started. Looks like we have a caller on hold here, Lynn. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Leon, I have a question for you. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you about the oils that could help with high blood pressure. I believe you said that there were lemon and marjoram. Is that correct?
Yes, marjoram. Marjoram.
Okay. Yeah, but the one reason I'm calling is you never did specify the mode of transmission for these oils. Is it oral or diffusion?
No, diffusion takes way too long. If you want to help yourself with high blood pressure, by far the most effective way is to change your diet, but most people don't want to pursue that. But secondly, when you do the oil, you can do it sublingually under your tongue, the lemon and marjoram under your tongue, one or two drops, and it's going to be based on how often you test yourself. So if you know your BP is X numbers, and if you have one of those pulse oximeters, or you have a blood cuff, a BP
right.
cuff, you can find out. But yeah, and some people say, do I do it every 2 hours or do I do it every 9 hours? It really depends on your body. I mean, your diet will impact your BP, but the best way to do it is if you do a test, and if you have records of what your numbers have been, then you can see it when it starts to creep up again. So if you want to keep it under a certain number, then you may just do it under your tongue, or you can also put it inside a gel cap, an empty gel cap you can get from doTERRA or at the pharmacy, and you pour the drops in there and just swallow it. So by far the fastest way is under your tongue or on your wrist.
Okay, could you elaborate on the diet a little bit
Hold on, Charlie.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing broad. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. All the mattress pads, various sizes, in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Even the micro plush throws, ready to go. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain gotten you down? What are you waiting for? Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Building with Leon Green, and we have Charlie on hold. You got some more questions about nutrition, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, he was I wanted to find out about what kind of dietary recommendations he makes. He was talking about the best way to control your blood pressure is through diet.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, the Mayo Clinic on their website, they have a program called DASH, and that's the Dietary Approaches to Safe Hypertension, and you can check that. And I just forwarded. I was looking to see if I had your email, but I don't readily have it right now. But the way is to eat more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and these are the ones that aren't sprayed with glyphosate, which causes the issues of of the Pierce Waltz or the leaky gut. Then low-fat dietary or low-fat dairy products, skinless poultry and fish, nuts and legumes, and non-tropical vegetable oils. And so then you also limit the saturated and trans fats, alcoholic beverages, caffeine, sodium, fatty meats, and things that have added sugar. And so this is on heart.org, and you can also go to Mayo Clinic, and they have the information. But if you just look up DASH, that will describe exactly, you know, what how to do that. And it's very good, and that's the easiest way. But the other way is, you know, using the oils at the same time, and you can do all of those protocols simultaneously. And then as your numbers go down, if you're on pharmaceutical drugs, you can actually bring your numbers and bring them to your doctor so you can actually start to wean yourself off of those issues or those drugs completely.
Yeah, that's my goal. I want to wean off of this medication I'm on. The doctor's got me on a medication, and I want to do it a more natural way, because there's actually times when high blood pressure is beneficial for the body. So it's, you don't want to keep it artificially low. You want the body to be regulating itself, basically. But I just need, I have a tendency to have extra high blood pressure quite a bit, and I have to watch that. So I do need some kind of way to help control it. So you're providing that. I really appreciate it. John, where's that site that I can go to see these videos of your wedding?
Well, Republic Broadcasting's website. Just
Okay.
Yeah, just scroll down there to it's the fourth one down in the section where all the different reports are in Republic Broadcasting. I'll give you more exact information here.
All right, and Charlie, thank you.
And yeah. Charlie, if you contact me, I'll email you what I just sent out to my mother and my other friends who have high BP.
Okay, yeah, I have those oils. I have both of those oils. I just didn't know how to take them. All right, thank you. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's get some information here for Charlie and everybody real quick. Scroll down. Let's see. And here's a section here. RBN updates. Scroll down at the RBN website to RBN web updates. And it's the fourth thing down. John Moore, fundraiser for RBN, special access to my wedding video. It's $5 to watch it. We're doing a little fundraiser for RBN. And Charlie, thank you for your call. Okay. What direction would you like to go next, Leon?
Well, when you're talking about the importance of medical training, and I'd also brought up the we had the Roby event this weekend. And so that was specifically on the IFAC and the importance of having your own protective mechanisms at, close hand. And they also had a doctor, an emergency room doctor for 35 years, did a short presentation about, the local issues here in the Ozarks, everything from snakes to hyperthermia to brown recluse, everything. And
you
so
recall
she talked
what doctor that was?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Matter of fact, you won't know her name, and she's, She's been a transplant, and so
okay.
Yeah, and so
maybe somebody I knew, but that's okay. Well, that's great. Yeah.
And then the other thing we talked about is the Iron Survival is going to be having the ambush and the advanced camouflage class, and that's going to be November 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Sullivan, closer to you. And that's roughly $50. You can do it online. If you're interested, you can go to ironsurvival.com. They had 8 extra spots left. And so they're going to teach you how to prevent being ambushed, whether it's on the roads. And people say, well, I don't have to worry about that because we're overseas. But you can also get ambushed by hillbillies that are going to want to take your supplies. So in a grid down scenario, illegal roadblocks will be put up many places. So you have to learn how to power out of the ambush, and also how to avoid them in general. So the best gunfight to be in is the one that you avoid, and whether
Absolutely.
You see that. And so that they're going to be talking about that this coming weekend, and this one is going to be much more rustic. You're going to bring your own food, and it'll be pretty much stalking and also preventing people from seeing you. So that is available. You can reach out to me about that class or the other one. And the money, that the class is $125 for the medical class. You get the kit, and you know how to use every part of the kit. So it's not a, many classes, you get a brand new kit, but they don't show you how to use it. This time, you're going to rip them open. You're going to use the CAT tourniquet on yourself and others to show you how effective this is. And so that class, again, is November 14th. And there's two different ones, one in the daytime and also one in the evening after people get off work. So those options are available. So that's my biggest push right now, is so people know. And back to the ambush class, there you're going to show you how to counter night vision and minimize the impact on thermal. So we're going to bring some thermal videos or thermal cameras out to show people how readily available they are, easily seen with thermals, and how they have to minimize the impact so you are not readily available. And many people say, well, who owns thermals? Hunters do. So even Billy Bob Hunter can find you. It may not be legal for hunting, but people still do it. There's a lot of things that people circumvent. And so they're not very expensive, less than $2,000, and some are less than $400. So when people think that, you know, nobody's going to see me, that's really short-sighted and pretty silly thinking that anyone can see with night vision. So that's what they're going to show you, how to counter these practices and these technologies.
All right. Well, that's excellent, Leon, excellent. A lot of speculation in mainstream media about World War III, isn't there?
Yes, sir, and I see how they just keep ramping up. The fear factor is just off the charts. I mean, I saw that supposed beheading of that woman, and then I was
the 23-year-old young lady from Germany.
Yes, and so in the same regard, the beheadings, the supposed beheadings of all the babies, you know, that was found to be debunked too. At what point do people hold these purveyors of lies accountable for their lying? They don't come back and redact and saying, sorry, we didn't get the right information, we're sorry you put it out. And even they've been already at the Congress that for the first war that I was in, in which they said, oh yeah, they dumped the babies out of the incubators in Kuwait, and that's why. So they pulled on the heartstrings. So they are just pushing these lies and this fear nonstop for us to support them, send them money, send it to Ukraine. And they have honed these you know, Albert Bernays techniques of propaganda and fear over all these wars since, you know, the 1900s, of how to get people to emotionally get involved and protect the babies, right? But they don't care if they kill 100,000 babies in this month in the abortion mills in America, or, you know, the chopping off the breasts and the other body parts of boys too. And so, like, again, you talked about with how they can't make the connection with how they've lied to us about COVID pandemic, but now they expect us to believe them in their other lies too. So I know tragedies and evil is being done on both sides of this war, but they just seem to isolate it with one side, and it just irritates the heck out of me. And Mike talks about it along with Ted Brower. He's adamant about how stupid it is too.
Well, the Deagle Report is no longer published publicly by the Deagle Corporation, but it's still available. It's going to be on my website, hopefully before the day is over, predicting a dramatic decrease in the U.S. population by 2025. 2025 is 14 months away, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And they've been it was just like the Georgia Guidestones. You know, they were there for 20, 30 plus years, and you know, they were annihilated last year or so, and the Deagle Report was pulled down too. So it's like, okay, we've told you what we're going to do. You've seen them. You could have visited these places, and I have copies of the Deagle Report years ago. So, yeah, and then they pulled these things. So, you know, there's the Wayback Machine that you can find all sorts of things that they put on sites that are available. And now you're going to provide it as well. So that's good to know that people can hold these people accountable for this. And it's not conspiracy theory. The Deagle Report I've known about for over 10 years. And I've known about
Talk about Deagle Corporation as a private intelligence service similar to RAND Corporation. I picked up the classified RAND Corporation reports every day when I was in Vietnam in military intelligence and read them. And I found it fascinating myself, the RAND Corporation reports. But these private think tanks are basically private sector equivalents of the CIA, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I'd say many cases are funded and supported by, so when they say they can't find $2 trillion in the budget, yes, if they're paying out for all the stealth technology and all the contractors, whether it's, Prince or Blackwater or any of the other ones, a lot of that slush fund money is that comes from drug and human trafficking is used for doing these private think tanks and, providing the budget and their agenda for the CIA and other dark operations.
Absolutely. Well, people need to educate themselves, make their own decisions about what they're going to do. We do have some listeners in the Pentagon, Leon, but I don't believe they're any place to make a decision to change anything. But what our listeners can do is make plans to take care of themselves and the people they care about, can't they?
Yes, sir. And that's what our goal has been from day one, is giving people practical solutions and how and what to do, to provide for the family, whether it's electricity, whether it's heat, whether it's oils and health. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually grow your own garden. So, I still have 130 pounds of spaghetti squash and zucchini and all these things in the garden. I'm going to be finishing up the greenhouse and putting up the plastic very soon. So when people say, what are you actually doing? I'm actually giving away food because, like I was doing with the eggs before. So you have to have not only the knowledge, but you actually have the practicality. And I talked to many people saying, I didn't get many squash this year because squash bugs got to them. So these things, you have to actually get out and start growing so you can see what the mistakes you've made and the mistakes I've made with chickens who died needlessly and from predators. So then, I have a lot less raccoons now with the animals around. But if you don't get out there and do the thing and make the mistakes, because you'll never have it perfect. And so you just have to get out there and do the best you can. But many people don't even do that. They just sit on their thumbs and like, woe is me. I hope the rapture happens soon so I can get out of here before it really gets bad. No, get off your duff, just like Joseph and Noah did, and start doing the preparedness. They were the original preppers. So get out there and do it and stop whining and start working.
All right, let's do a segue here. Rolla, Missouri, where we're going to have the meetup. I don't believe there's been a carjacking there this past year that I'm aware of. Are you aware of any that's taken place
there? No.
And everybody who lives in Rolla who's an American citizen can carry a gun if they choose to without a permit. Now, that's Rolla, Missouri. In Washington, D.C., where it's almost impossible to carry a gun, they have, and since January, that's 10 months, 827 carjackings. 74% involve the criminal use of guns. So the very polite, respectful populace of Washington, D.C. are not armed. The criminals are armed. And it sounds like it's not working out. These anti-gun laws aren't working too well for them in Washington, D.C., because the only people respecting them are the honest citizens. The criminals don't seem to care about the laws and carry guns anyway, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. But you don't hear the politicians say that. Look, we're making something's wrong. And the only reason why they aren't, I would love to see some of these Congress critters carjacked. But their security, they're packing Uzis.
Well, they had one. They had one recently. He was parked right in front of the dormitory for the congressman, and he got attacked. So that happened just 2 or 3 months ago.
Well, good. Maybe they might say, look, all they're going to do is say, we need to take more Second Amendment away from, people throughout the world, throughout America. And so it's inane, because I went there with one of my friends to the chiropractic event years ago, and I could not protect myself in our nation's capital. So I had to leave all my protection at home. And I thought this was completely stupid, that here I'm going to help educate people on essential oils and chiropractors nationwide, the largest one they have, but I can't even protect myself. So now I'm at risk, and the lady who was with me is at risk. And so that just shows you the hypocrisy, that they will protect the money in the banks, but they don't protect the children in the schools. And what is more precious? If you're a parent, the money is, quote, FDIC insured for 2% of the funds. But your children have no protection. And if you're lucky to have one food star there, then that's good. But everyone else, they're out of luck.
Well, let me help you out here, Leon. Next time you have to go to Washington, D.C., get yourself a cane, a hardwood cane, solid walnut with a solid brass head on it, and pretend like you need it. Just kind of use it like you need a cane. But in the hands of a trained, determined adult male, a hardwood cane with a solid brass head can be a formidable weapon, can't it?
Absolutely, but that's where all the training came in, too.
Find your inner rebel at Here's Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Face! Forward! Hard! Column left! Hard!
All right. That's a little insight from the future of the unworthy U.S. Marines stationed in Washington, D.C., fixed bayonets and marched to the White House to arrest all the President Biden's, the real one and the two fake ones as well. That'd be a great day, won't it?
That'd be a great day, except for, I just hope that happens. And When I think about bayonets right now, that's one thing that most people don't have access to is a bayonet. And I've been watching a couple of videos in which there's several websites. Oh, Surefire, and there's another one that actually they sell websites you can mount on a Picatinny rail. It's not as strong and as robust as one, you know, came off a Garand, but I'm going to be looking into that for multiple ones to use. And then they even have some that are suppressor ready, which is funny because now you just made it further away from the barrel and off the axis. So, that's one thing I want to check into because, you know, you eventually run out of ammo, even if you're a reloader, especially in a gunfight. So having a backup would be good to have. So if we have to fix bayonets, and yeah, things have gone wrong. And we're really close in that regard, too.
Well, during the Tet Offensive, they didn't order us to fix bayonets, but we were all aware that it may come down to that since we only had about 40 rounds per man. Luckily, we didn't have to get to that point. But a fixed bayonet in the hands of a trained bayonet fighter is pretty fearsome, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And there's numerous videos that they show you. And I remember we had to do it in the Navy, but that was just the Marines, we had done some of it, but they do it much more in depth, and they do it for, you know, there was like a week-long training on it, whereas, you know, and that's where having a strong bayonet attachment system, because now you're talking about plunging into a sandbag or a human, and it's very difficult to not snap it off, so that's why it's robust. And so, but on a lighter note, yeah, I definitely think that is crucial that people focus on training. And I know not everybody's not in the Ozarks, but if you have the ability to do localized training across the board, whether it is gardening or if it's IFAC or if it's tactical training, self-defense training, please take it now. The more skills you have now, the better you will be in a grid-down scenario. And the ability that you can teach others, your children, your posterity, and your legacy, as well as your group. So if you have these skills, you can pass it on. And many people have these skills, or they learned them in the military 20, 30, 40 years ago, and things have changed, and new technology has been. And like the ambush training and the small unit tactics, you have to have a group to train with. And it's like dancing. And if it's hard to dance with one other person, imagine trying to dance with six other people with guns in the dark or low light, and you're trying to communicate with them without making noise. You have to be quiet. So that's why it's important to get the training now while you still can.
Absolutely. Leon, thank you. Appreciate you being with us. We'll have you back next Tuesday, and I'll see you Thursday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Top the hour break. We'll be back for the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.